From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Germany and Austria are welcoming thousands of migrants within their borders. Most of the migrants have opted to seek refuge in Germany. An estimated 8,000 are expected to arrive by day's end. German officials have said they will accept as many as 800,000 asylum seekers this year. European Union countries have been divided amid an unprecedented migrant influx. Thailand's move toward a return to democratic rule stalled Sunday when the military-backed legislature rejected a proposed new constitution. The National Reform Council rejected the proposed charter by a vote of 135 to 105, with 7 members abstaining. The junta will now form a new committee that will have 6 months to write a new constitution, which must be approved by the legislature before it goes to a referendum. That means elections will likely not occur until sometime in 2017. Guatemala is holding general elections today. The vote comes in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina late last week. Sunday's presidential, congressional, and municipal elections are for a 4-year term to begin in 2016. Until then, Vice President Alejandro Maldonado will lead Guatemala. South Sudan's rebel leader says his group will ratify the recent signed peace agreement on Tuesday. A former vice president, Riek Machar, told VOA he is committed to the full implementation of the agreement, but he said he has petitioned mediators and regional leaders about the government's violations of the agreement. This is VOA News.